Talking with trainer head football coach Jeff Casey. And coach, first of all, before we kind of get into your matchup here on Friday night, this season as a whole, looking back on it, 7-1 district championship, strong district, certainly, and a nice win outside of the district as well. Nice couple wins, really. Coach, I guess, what are your takeaways from this season as a whole and what you guys have accomplished here through, you know, the first eight?
Yeah, it's been a great run through the regular season. Just really proud of the guys and all the effort that they've put in over the year and, you know, off season leading up to it. When we saw our schedule come out and I saw the teams that we're going to have, and we knew our district was going to be pretty loaded this year. And, you know, we just really challenged the guys and, you know, told them what the reality was, that we got good teams every week and we got to get ourselves in position to compete with all these teams. And the kids got to work and have followed through with that. And so, they get better every week, get better every day, and so it's been a lot of fun. You know, we've had, even though 7-1, it's a great record. There's been some dips here and there where, you know, we lost focus or we weren't disciplined or, you know, I didn't get us in a good position during the week in terms of prep. And so it's been good, though, to learn from those errors and then correct it, and everybody gets on the same page the next day and we kind of reset and go from there. So I'm happy with where we're at and hopefully a lot of work in front of us yet.
You guys came out week one and beat a pretty good Riverside team pretty handily. When did you see it all kind of click? Was it that week or was it later in the year? I mean, what is your assessment of that?
Oh, gosh. You know, that's a good question. Truthfully, kind of coming into the season, I felt like the few weeks before the season started, I felt like we might have a pretty good squad. We went to our team camp that we do every year, and the kids really did really, really well against some bigger schools, more so than we had done in the past. And so I felt pretty early like we had a chance to be pretty decent. I thought they played really sharp week one. You took that loss the second week, but played really tough and had an opportunity against Van Meter to tie it up late and just couldn't finish that one. And then, again, just kind of corrected from some of our mistakes from there. And so I think every week we've kind of focused on, there's been a few different things that we've focused on, but beneath that, it's the same message, like the same focus that we've got every week in terms of our expectations and how we play. And so for the kids to be able to strive to get to those expectations, but then also to be able to kind of grasp onto one or two themes each week to get better at, it's really come together pretty well.
You, of course, have coached in the postseason quite a bit. And so in your eye, and you've watched a lot of football too over the years. So in your eyes, what is important when it comes to winning in the postseason?
I think the teams that tend to go a long ways do a few things consistently well. They block really well. They tackle really well. At this point of the year, when you get to late October and even into early November, you got to be able to run the football. So that's something that we've spent years and years trying to get ourselves in position to be able to do that. We've obviously thrown the ball around quite a bit this year and the last several years, but we know that our best teams are the ones that can run it. On the flip side, the best teams are the teams that can stop the run. And so the run game is so critically important. Turnovers are huge. We've been really good in the turnover department this year, and so we want to continue to lean into that. I think we're, last I looked, coming into last week at least, we were number one in the state in all classes for interceptions. And offensively, we haven't turned the ball over very much. So taking care of the football, being able to run the ball, and then special teams are always big, and we've been pretty good at special teams this year as well. So I think if we can just keep focusing on those things and get better as the next few days and weeks go on, you know, those are the teams that you see make those deep playoff runs. And obviously, you know, you got to be healthy and keep kids injury free, and sometimes the ball's got to bounce your way too.
All right, Ogden coming up, Coach, early on in the process, but what are some things that you've noticed on tape that stand out to you?
Yeah, so we've seen them on film a little bit just because of some common opponents between our district and theirs and some non-district stuff. They've got some real good players. They got a really big physical running back that he's a good-sized kid, a kid that you would probably normally see playing like a tight end position. He's in the backfield running the ball, so he's going to be a load. They've got a really good young receiver. I think he's a sophomore. He had great season last year as a freshman. Wasn't playing much early. I think was battling through something, but he's been back the last few weeks. So he's a threat at the receiver position, as well as some other kids they've got. And then defensively, they're pretty good up front. They got some big kids, seniors all across the defensive line. And some active, kind of what I would consider like chaotic type linebackers, guys that just, they're blitzing, they run really well and just cause a lot of chaos back there. So, they're showing some really, really good things on film, and some things that we are accustomed to seeing, but then some other things that are going to be a little different that we have to get ready for.
Yeah. What do you think is important for you guys in this game?
I would go back to kind of what I said a few minutes ago, being able to run the ball, stop the run, turnovers, special teams, just making sure that, you know, we stay focused on how we play. That's really been a big message of ours this season, but especially as of late, that, you know, we don't, it's not that we don't care. We just can't get concerned about who's lined up across from us. We got to play our brand of football and what we believe in and stay true to those expectations.
Jeff Casey, head coach for Trainer. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it. And wish you guys the best this week. All right.
Thank you so much.